Macmillan Audio presents Becoming a Queen, written and read for you by Dan Clay. For my mom and dad. The worst night of my life. The sequins scratch my upper thigh, and I wonder why I agreed to do this. I had a bad feeling from the start. 2 weeks ago, in the bleachers, as the crowd flooded in for the JV basketball game, Haley Stewart held up three black body-hugging dresses with strands of fringe that wrapped around like stripes on a slutty candy cane. The dresses were so short, so tight, they wouldn't pass dress code even if girls were wearing them. 6'1" Joe Thomas was skeptical. Is this a joke? There's no way Cole's thighs are fitting in that thing. Damian Cole, too, was reluctant. All three of us wear these itty-bitty dresses? I don't know, girl. I stood still. Any motion seemed liable to give me away. I tried to mimic Joe's and Damien's hesitant expressions, tried not to give away how desperately I wanted to wear that dress, how vitally I needed to wear that dress, how my heart could not possibly continue beating if I knew that itty-bitty dress existed in this world and I was not the one wearing it. And if you want something that badly, it's bound to be bad for you. Now, 2 weeks later, waiting in the wings as a packed auditorium heckles an empty stage, busting out of my dream dress like a partially popped can of Pillsbury Crescent Rolls, I need to get out of this dress. The lining under the sequins feels like chicken pox. The armholes are too tight, like I'm wrapped in fishing wire. One thing is clear. This is a terrible idea. The thing is, I had no choice. At least that's what I'll tell my parents. That's what I'll tell my boyfriend. I had no choice. Seconds before the JV basketball game started, Haley, who's been a teenager since she was 6 years old, drew on the same authority that gets her dates with upperclassmen and extensions on math homework. It'll be hilarious, and we're not actually asking you, we're telling you that we picked you and you're doing it, she said, as decisive as a slammed locker. Me and Beth will finish rolling on the river, really slow, and then the music goes fast, and you'll run out from off stage and start the dance. And then we'll snatch our talent show trophy, Beth added with a rhythmic shoulder shimmy. I blame my brother, actually. If you want to do it, bud. Who cares what other people might say, he said. Be yourself, your full sequiny self. How could I have ignored so many warning signs? First of all, our dress rehearsal was too much fun. Squeezed into skin-tight dresses, we twirled around like giddy schoolgirls playing princess dress-up. Joe and Damien were even more enthusiastic than I was, spinning on their tiptoes, the fringe of their dresses flying like helicopter blades, while I, the only one dainty enough to fit into Haley's heels, practiced strutting like a supermodel. If you're over 12 years old and you're having that much fun, unassisted by drugs or alcohol, something bad is about to happen. And second of all, the dress rehearsal was too good. Say what you want about straight dudes, but Joe and Damien had practiced that choreo to perfection. Nah, man, you gotta flop your wrist to the side, like a little baby swan, boom, boom, cat, Joe instructed. Stick your arm up and flop the wrist. Bam! On the beat. See? Fierce! He demonstrated about a dozen wrist flicks while I processed how bizarre it was to have Annandale's starting power forward telling me my wrists weren't floppy enough. Eventually, we nailed it. Every move. And anyone who's been in a single spring musical knows that the only way to have a good performance is to have a bad dress rehearsal. Now, in the wings, we wait for our cue. Damien adjusts his dress, smooths down his fringe, straightens out Joe's wig. Bro, you were not born to be a blonde.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?